of the day. Hello, the Doug Steffen way of bringing in the day, ending the day, depends on what side of the clock in the world you're on, I guess. As you listen to what the discussions have been during this hour, the usually top four or five items, the facts around stories, ideas, things that have happened, some opinion expressed by you through the various facilities that we offer, 888-302-3684, email to Doug or Ken. Ken's with a spec again today, having beaten the demons of digital world. That sounds like Disney World, doesn't it? Digital world.
I would rather go to Disney World.
I would think so. All right, so some brief notes, some comments, because this hour is taken from a lot of conversations that we monitor on other talk radio programs, News Talk TV, that sort of thing. Flight 370 is still on the top of the heap. The hunt for the missing jet now expanding to China. Yesterday it was Australia. Who knows where it'll be? It'll be the moon tomorrow as this thing continues to play out. Kenny, I don't know if you heard any of the audio from yesterday's conversation with Uri Geller about what he thought was happening. I know that in my own mind, I have sort of placed the focus on whatever the cargo was. But let's talk about what people are saying that seems to come from some place of authority. Search expanding to cover more land, more sea. 11 different countries, 26 different nations helping with the search. Prime Minister of Malaysia says that somebody deliberately altered the course of the plane. So investigators have focused on the pilots and maybe somebody on board that might have been in cahoots with them. The final words heard from the cockpit, the final moments, if they even know. I mean, I don't see that they're... I think a lot of this is hyperbole from those in the news media, frankly. There's a lot of nonsense, which is the case usually with the so-called news media. Nonsense. Complete nonsense. So you hear one day a story about a couple of different possible corridors where the plane might have landed or crashed. One is a northern arc from the border of Kazakhstan and Central Asia to northern Thailand. The other is the southern arc into the ocean, Indian Ocean. So what is real here and what is nonsense? Is terrorism involved? Nah. So I would start, actually, because you weren't here with us yesterday, Kenny. We weren't following this in terms of our own folks with their contributions at facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day. Well, let's start. What are some of the folks who listen to this program saying with regard to the speculation? Because that's all it is. There's no news here at all. It's all speculation.
Right. Rob says, Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, the story is the new anti-journalism. All data, no real facts, and endless theories.
That's pretty much it. And so we're as bad as everybody else, right? Because all we're doing, well, I suppose we're reporting on those theories, reporting on the reports.
Yeah, David says, it's simply fascinating. How can we lose a Boeing 777 in today's digital age? It's terrifying and captivating.
All right, so does that mean that you wouldn't fly? I wonder what this has done to airline. I was pricing some tickets yesterday. It doesn't seem to have affected what's going on in America. People at first getting on planes and saying, oh, wow, what do you think will happen? Do you think we'll be okay? Are we going to be safe? Because the news media builds up that fear quotient in you. And then you think, okay, how could this happen in our world? Couldn't. I don't see that it happens in our world, but I see it happening in a more simplistic world, if that's how you want to describe what goes on in Southeast Asia.
One more. Michael says, people ask why we are obsessed with this missing plane. Why are we still obsessed with the Kennedy assassination? Nothing mesmerizes quite like an unfinished mystery.
Yeah. Because we don't know the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help us, whomever. So the new questions about the pilots, the new details about the search, millions are, I think I don't believe this kind of, I don't believe what's going on. That's, people don't want to believe that things could be this difficult under the circumstances. I think that's part of it. I really do. So what do you think? You probably watched a lot of the video that's related to this. Many of you, you've read the opinions that have been posted here, there, and everywhere. What are the thoughts that go along with that? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or to Ken at DougStephan.com. So we'll start by listening to some of the audio that we have, as I said, from some of the programs that we're monitoring. We'll do that in this half hour of the Doug Tuesday Good Day program. It's March 18th on the air.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleacher train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports. Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
You gotta pay attention to the small things, kid. Small things matter. Small problems become big problems. Take a transformer. Rain leaks into a transformer, insulation system breaks down. Insulation system breaks down, copper windings overheat. Copper windings overheat, transformer blows. Transformer blows, facility goes dark. Facility goes dark, kid, you don't want to know what happens next. That's why I use Grainger. Grainger helps keep small problems from turning into big problems. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Stephan when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262. Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Doug Stephan's Good Day program. The investigators are trying to figure out, I think that's the bottom line here, Kenny, they want to know if this jet could have crossed international borders and land undetected. And the answer to that question is yes. Here are, three different conversations. We'll start with Ed Crane talking about the twists and turns of this story. What we know, what we don't know. He's not sure of the timeline here, I think, in his own mind, so you can excuse that and then listen to the rest of it.
It was supposed to be a routine Friday night red-eye from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. 239 people on board. Most, you might imagine, were just settling in for some sleep aboard Malaysian Air Flight 370, a new state-of-the-art comfortable jetliner. When we heard the news that the 777 was overdue in Beijing, we thought, sadly, it was a crash. Simple as that. But then the story began what has now been 2 weeks of weird details. Two of the aboard were traveling on stolen passports, purchasing one-way tickets. They may have been Iranians. We know the plane flew for hours after onboard communications were disabled by someone who knew what they were doing. maybe the captain, maybe the first officer, maybe a hijacker with training. And if it was the cockpit crew, were they acting under duress? Amazingly, as 26 different countries help in the search for Flight 370, whatever is left of it, wherever it is, so many questions remain unanswered. Why did the plane abruptly change course, shut off all communications? What are the odds that with all the gadgets passengers carry with them on board these days, not one email, text, distress call made its way out of the cabin and into cyberspace? Did the pilot cruise above the recommended altitude, more than 40,000 feet, to sap oxygen and perhaps put everyone on board to sleep? Or did the hijackers demand it? If it was a hijacking, a terrorist plot, why no claim of responsibility after 2 weeks? Over the weekend, we also learned the captain of the 777, passionately involved in Malaysian politics and reportedly was angry over the jailing of Malaysian opposition leader the day before Flight 370's takeoff, that his family had left him the days before the flight. We're told that besides flying into thin air above 40,000 feet, the big jet descended down to 5,000 feet, an obvious effort to avoid radar. If the plane was hijacked, where did it go? One possible flight path takes the plane over a number of hostile nations and ultimately into a remote section of the former USSR. Another, more likely, a watery end in the Indian Ocean. But what was the end game here? After 14 days, if it was a hijacking, might we have heard demands for ransom of the plane and any surviving passengers? Could the plane have crash-landed on a remote island as part of a plan to use the plane maybe at a later date as a missile for a later attack? That would seem to be a long shot, since hours of flying would have depleted the 777's fuel tanks, and it's a stretch to think a truckload of Jet A could be found in the middle of nowhere to get the airliner ready for whatever disastrous mission the hijackers might have planned. There may be much more to come to this story, but my gut tells me this will end badly, with the big jet and hundreds of innocent people dead, lying in a watery grave somewhere off some Asian nation. But for now, this amazing mystery continues.
Where does he come from, Kenny? I don't know him.
Somewhere in Northern California, I think.
Nonsense, I say to that commentary. Nonsense. Here's a lot of stuff in there, just baloney. All right, the ladies on The View wonder about the missing airplane.
In a crazy twist in the mystery of the Malaysian airline, experts are investigating if it could have been a suicide mission. Ooh. The plane's tracking devices apparently were shut off manually before the co-pilot said goodnight to air traffic control, and the pilot's political affiliations are now being put under a microscope.
Again, I can't imagine what is going through these families' minds. I feel so bad for them, because you feel like, okay, so there's a kidnapping, maybe there's hope. Are they somewhere? And then some people reporting they're definitely in the bottom of the ocean. I can't imagine.
I'll give you a few facts that I'm not even sure they're facts, but first of all, there were 239 people on board. Mm-hmm. So if someone was trying to commit suicide, that's a lot of people to take down with you. And they think that this was part of a suicide plot. The captain, whose name was Zahari Ahmad Shah, is described as obsessive and fanatical follower of a Malaysian opposition leader. I don't want to tell you more than you know, need to know. And hours before the flight, the opposition leader was sentenced to 5 years in prison for homosexuality. So, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that we just don't know.
I mean, it's
coming out now because they're investigating it now.
It feels like a long time.
But the truth is that nobody really knows what happened to that plane. On one hand, and on the other, I think it's such an interesting story, because it's playing with our minds. It's playing with a fantasy. Yeah. Fantasy that plane somehow landed somewhere, right, and that we don't know. Yeah. And obviously for the families.
Why would we allow commercial airlines to have transponders that turn off anyways? I mean, I can understand spy planes, but why would a commercial plane, why would you even have that option?
Well, in this case, it seems that the co-pilot said goodnight.
Yes.
After the GPS was disconnected.
Which is what makes them think that it may be a suicide.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Last night, the voice featured Usher's Biff Gore singing with T.J. Wilkins, and this is a song most people know, a little snippet of Ain't Too Proud to Beg. Crank it up there, Michael. Is connected to Usher, and T.J. Wilkins is connected to, Blake gets Biff, and T.J. goes to Usher. I guess that's the way it shakes out. You understand all of that stuff. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, here are hosts John, Zach, and Susan Rose talking to technology analyst Dr. Greg Wood about the role social media is playing in the search for the plane.
The internet and social media's involvement in this mystery, could it help or hinder the truth here?
Well, I don't think it's going to have an impact on the facts of the story one way or the other. The social media sites are really a venue for people to find out information about the story as it unfolds.
Is there any doubt in your mind that this story is consuming social media?
Oh, I think it's a portion of what's going on, but there's, it probably gets about the same play on social media as it does on the traditional media. There's just, so many stories out there that are competing for our time. You know, all the excitement that's going on over in Ukraine and Russia and elsewhere in the world. But it is, I think, because it's a mystery, it probably does lend itself more to speculation and conversation on the social media site.
And because there is so much speculation, because everyone sort of has a hunch, they want to weigh in, I guess we really have to realize and understand in a case like this that opinion is often interesting but maybe rarely conclusive. Does that work?
Oh, I think that's probably true. The thing that we have to remember is that social media is really a driver of audience to traditional news sites. You know, we hear a lot about people increasingly going to social media sites for the news today, but traditional media like television, print, and radio combined still are the primary source for news. But what social media does is serve as a driver, and we go on to things like Facebook and Twitter, perhaps, to interact with our friends, but see stories that they're discussing, and that very oftentimes will lead to clicking on a link that will take us to a traditional site.
Hey, Greg, there's an interesting story on crowdsourcing. I'm wondering if you're familiar. This is using millions of volunteers that are assisting in the search for this missing Malaysian jet by letting them scan satellite images on their computer screens, and they're tagging anything that they see that might be suspect and sending it on.
Yeah, crowdsourcing is a really neat social media phenomenon. It's been used in a lot of different ways. It was originally used to do very, very large projects, you know, something like data entry of millions and millions of pieces of data, breaking it up and having individuals do just little pieces of that and then organizing it back into a large completed work. They're using it even for fundraising for new startup businesses. And in this case here, you know, imagine searching all those miles of ocean and I guess they've also starting to look at land where the plane might have fallen. If you can get a bunch of people to contribute to looking at satellite images, that would certainly, you know, help possibly.
I'm Martine Rudin, Chief Marketing Officer of Macy's. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. And with your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Macy's and our employees across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help babies.
It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Feldman have been kissing. They get married over the weekend, and she's pregnant. Wow, that's fast work. This guy must be good.
Yeah.
Huh?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's,
no shitting.
Yeah. And what is that? Where does that leave Matt? Out. Sort of the Today anchor. I'm talking about Savannah Guthrie, who's the Today anchor, co-anchor. All right, so let's get back to the action here. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 34 past the hour. Don't forget, you can catch the Podcast One overview of the daily program, Podcast One, podcastone.com. The complete Doug Steffen Good Day program sort of wrapped up in about an hour and 50 minutes, which is, that's a feat. Good work. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, with our focus now on the situation in Russia, the Crimea. The President of the United States yesterday put his foot down, said his administration will be imposing sanctions against top Russian officials. So as a result of those tough words, the Vice Premier or Deputy Prime Minister, I'm not sure what his title is, in Russia, started a sort of Twitter, I don't know if it's a war, because it seems to be going one way, Kenny. I'm looking at what this fella, I'm trying to pronounce his name, it's Dmitry Rogozin, I guess. Is that R-O-G-O-Z-I-N? Is that how they pronounce it? Rogozin?
Sure.
All right. So anyway, the sanctions, does that affect the Russians? Basically are giving America the proverbial finger, if you will, more sanctions for Russia, hoping it will deter Russia from any further aggression toward the Ukraine. So let's see here. This guy apparently has become friends with Steven Seagal. Remember some of the video we saw earlier? Was it this year or late last year? With Steven Seagal and this guy together. He took to Twitter to give Obama a little of the old 1-2. He tweeted, quote, "Some prankster must have come up with the sanctions list." And a later tweet addressed to Comrade Barack Obama, he asked, "What should those who have neither accounts nor property abroad do? Did you think about that?" Apparently, what Obama has suggested is that all of the whatever bank accounts these guys have outside of Russia, be if there are any of them in America, for example, they all be frozen. And that appears to have created the situation that basically is laughable here. Many officials in America are saying there's concrete evidence that some of the ballots in Crimea, the referendum, arrived actually pre-marked before the voting began.
Shocking.
Really? Is this Chicago? Oh. Where is this, Chicago, or is this...
North Korea.
We're taking a shot at these people, and we got nothing to shoot with because we do the same kinds of... The same stuff goes on here all the time. So to take... This is almost as immature as the whole situation in Malaysia with people looking at this plane and coming up with all of these foolish scenarios backed up by no facts. You know, this is the same... We're acting like they do. That's the way I review this. Okay, let's get to a couple of cuts from various programs. Then, if you have some strong feelings about this one way or another, a lot of people want to talk about this. 888-302-3684 on Good Day. Here's how Steve Scott with Josh Gerstein from Politico.com, they discussed the president's response, as just outlined there, in some of the comments that came from the deputy prime minister in Russia.
What exactly did the president announce?
Well, he announced new sanctions on specific individuals. We'd already heard about some sanctions in connection with events in Ukraine. He kind of broadened them out to cover officials in Russia and sort of Russian oligarch figures, you might call them as well. And he also issued a new executive order that essentially makes it easier for these U.S. sanctions both now and in the future to extend really into the heart of the Russian establishment.
We always wonder about sanctions. How serious really are these sanctions? Do they really hurt Russia?
You know, I think at the level we're talking about here, they're not going to have a crippling economic impact on Russia. We're not talking about an embargo or cutting off trade or anything like that. We're talking about sanctions that are really targeted at top officials in the government. And because of the way the Russian state has operated with a bunch of, as I mentioned, oligarchs that have a great deal of power in the business sector, trying to target them. It sounds like the White House has, you know, about a dozen names here right now that they're covering, and perhaps planning to add batches of 6 or 12 to this over the next coming weeks to try to up the heat on Putin.
What is the goal of these sanctions? Is Russia going to do an about-face and say, oh, never mind about Crimea?
I don't think Russia's going to do an about-face, but I do think the U.S. hopes that somehow complete annexation of Crimea can be avoided. You know, perhaps this vote can be translated into something that simply gives Crimea added autonomy within Ukraine, and some kind of deal could be worked out with the Russians in that direction. And they also want to try to head off any further expansion of Putin's intentions here. You know, there's talk about other parts of Ukraine possibly being taken over, and there have been some skirmishes already at energy facilities along the border between Crimea and the rest of Ukraine. And I think they want to send a message that any additional action by Russia would result in more serious consequences.
You know, throughout this crisis, we've heard, I think, some of the media talking about Cold War tensions. Is this really a return to the Cold War for the United States and Russia?
I don't think it's quite that serious. It's not a direct encroachment, for example, into the NATO nations. But, you know, President Obama is planning to travel to Europe next week, including making his first stop ever at the European Parliament in Brussels. And so we'll hear a lot more discussion in the coming days of the importance of the alliance between Western Europe and the United States. And I think that will evoke in the eyes of many that sort of standoff of the Cold War, the so-called Iron Curtain between the U.S. and the communist countries in the East.
Let's go back to the old Iron Curtain. Yeah, I haven't heard that for decades, since I was a kid. The Iron Curtain. That's how nonsensical all of this sounds. Really does. 888-302-3684. Okay. And I'm not taking a shot at the radio people. I'm just saying those. You'll be happy to know, by the way, folks, that Vice President Biden is going to Poland today. Is going on a trip to show U.S. resolve. Sending Joe over there makes a statement, doesn't it? 888-302-3684. A little cynicism. Yes, I am dripping with it. Here is Taco's Rick Jensen now with Rick Moran from a company called PJ Media. They are focused on lobbyists who work for the Russian government, trying to spin the situation to Putin's advantage.
You know how we are in the media. We read each other's pieces. We watch and listen to each other. And there are some themes going through that seem to be really propagandist. And you actually know the source of some of this propaganda, don't you?
Yeah, actually The Hill, the publication that really watches Capitol Hill very closely, had a piece yesterday about lobbyists from K Street who are working directly for the Russian government, Russian Federation. And one of them was one of the biggest PR firms in the country, Ketchum, who has in the past placed op-eds in various newspapers. They feed articles and things to mainstream media. And, of course, their big selling point to Russia is their access to behind-the-scenes people in Washington and especially in Congress and at the White House. So you know that the Russian point of view is being pushed on our policymakers, and you also know that Russian propaganda is being disseminated through various media outlets. So, you know, I guess the goal, if you want to surmise a goal from Vladimir Putin's efforts here, is to keep the United States quiescent, is to keep us in the, you know, off the warpath, so to speak. And I know you've talked about sanctions on your show, and you know full well that there's really not that much we can do, and that's just fine with Vladimir Putin.
So, you know, when you have a propaganda machine, you want the citizenry of your opponents, potential opponents or enemy, to believe that, you know what, we really just shouldn't get involved, or we should support the folks who are invading, blah, 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 blah. Now, they don't need a big support here in America because most people don't know Crimea, don't care about Crimea, and we do know Afghanistan and Iraq and sure as hell don't want to go to war again. Ukraine could be a different subject because now we're talking about reaccessing a major part of what was the Soviet Union. And Putin would love to have a Russian Federation that includes a lot of the satellite states that used to be part of the Soviet Union.
All right, that may be the best piece on this that I've heard so far. 888-302-3684. More importantly here, what do you think? The perceptions that people have, thoughts about Ukraine, whether we get involved, what's Obama doing, does it make a difference, et cetera, et cetera. That's coming up here in a few minutes on the Good Day program.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions to this secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, I was like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes on the map. It was Boston beer.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-381-3296. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-381-3296. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-381-3296. That's 1-800-381-3296. 1-800-381-3296.
This is a message for mature men and women. What happens when you don't get a good night's rest? Do you know why you're not getting a good night's rest? Perhaps you'd like to call 800-811-3790 and order PT9. PT9 is an all-new product that helps feed your prostate. So this formula, which is revolutionary in every way, has clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that feed your prostate, keep it healthy, and thus eliminate the annoying symptoms of not having a healthy prostate, like getting up every night three or four times and waking up your loved one who's with you. That's why more women call 800-811-3790 than men, because they're tired of getting woken up every night. And there's less running to the nearest men's room all day long, too, after you start using PT9. 800-811-3790. PT9, 800-811-3790 for a great night's sleep.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Ken Kessler and I overviewing some of the hot material today, and your calls at 888-302-3684 about what's happened in Ukraine and our response to it. Here is Stephen in Virginia with his thoughts.
This is part of Russia, Ukraine, and Crimea problem. The international people should stay out of it and see what they do, because the vote, I believe the vote was legal. And I believe Putin invaded Crimea because Russia have a lot of investment, a lot of money in that certain part of the area. But what you need to do, since 97% of the people voted to be in Russia, just split Crimea in half. And half for Russia, half for Ukraine. And just let the international people in the United States just stay out of it, but create sanctions for the way Putin invaded Ukraine. See, just stay out of it and see what's going on.
I love well-informed callers, don't you, Kenny? I think.
Oh, yeah.
Stephen obviously is a genius, got it all figured out. The only problem is there's been no invasion. And not everybody in the Crimean election was able to vote because the Tartars, one of the sects, SECTS, there didn't vote. Those people boycotted the election. So, but of the people who voted, most of them voted to go back to Russia, and that's what'll stick. Here's Marianne in Pennsylvania.
I think it's a shame, and that our president really screwed up. He doesn't care. And I wonder what the remarks were with off mic with. He said his flexibility, and I think a disgrace that the president of the United States is letting this happen.
For once, I'm giving the president a break on this one, ma'am. I don't think he's really, whether it's really deep down or whether it's on the surface, he's got anything to say or do in here. I mean, he does look weak, but this is not anything that involves us, really. Bill in Maryland, why don't you finish off the conversation for now?
They're a nation, and they have their own way of deciding things. There is international law. There are treaties, but we cannot afford to get into a military conflict with Russia. We don't. We are trying to get out of the Middle East. We have economic issues that we have to deal with. Now, for those who think that we should be over there, and when you put your foot in the door and you keep the door open, and sooner or later somebody's going to pull you in, then we have bigger issues and things escalate. So I think that we should leave things alone for now and see how they turn out, while at the same time build up an international force around Russia to make sure that things don't escalate, and that they just honor the vote that occurred there, but don't let the Russians advance any further in Europe.
Maybe that makes some sense. Up next, you'll be excited to hear more about Obamacare here on Good Day.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I think that we've been waiting long enough. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen, the content of our conversation so focused on what's going on in Crimea and so focused on that plane. Come on, folks. You know as well as I do, you've missed the discussion of what's going on in the continuing saga over Obamacare, right? Haven't you missed that? You have. Admit it to yourself. You've missed hearing all of this stuff. It's another, it's kind of like March Madness in a sense, only in this case, your time to sign up is March 31st. Okay, so here's the host, Frank Beckman, with Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, one of the advisors to the president on the Affordable Health Care Act, about the changes coming to your insurance company.
You said, look, everybody complains about their insurance. Don't worry about it. It's not going to be there for long.
Well, it doesn't mean that they're not going to be covered. Insurance companies, I say, aren't going to be there in their current format. The fact is that insurance companies are going to have to evolve or they're going to go extinct. And I think the evolution is going to be that they're going to combine the insurance function, that is managing the money, with the function of actually delivering the care. Not only are insurance companies going to do that, but your local health systems, whether it's Henry Ford Hospital or the University of Michigan out there in Michigan, they're going to begin offering insurance. And your employers are going to be able to directly contract with them, or they're going to be listed on the exchange. And so people are going to get their care. They're going to have a choice between a insurance company delivering the care or one of these traditional providers that they know.
Aren't they already doing that now, though, Dr. Emanuel?
Who's the they? The insurance company?
No.
Both of them are doing
like
it.
The University of Michigan, Henry Ford Health System, they all have their own health plans.
Exactly. So I think that's part of the evolution, and we're going to see that competition heat up a lot more intensely.
What will it look like in the future? I mean, what will replace traditional health insurance as we know it today?
Well, I think you're going to select between insurance companies and these health systems where the insurance company doesn't just pay premium to them. They also will employ doctors and hospitals directly. And so you will get, Blue Cross services directly.
The hospitals themselves, how will they change? How will their services?
Well, you're going to directly get care from the hospital, and they're also going to provide the insurer. You know, this happens out in California and other places with Kaiser or Group Health of Puget Sound in the Seattle area, where you pay them and they have a network of doctors and hospitals that they directly own, and you get care from within that network. And so I sometimes refer to this as the Kaiserification of American healthcare.
The critics will say, look, this was the plan all along to move us toward universal health care, that we want to eliminate the insurance companies and basically wind up with the government offering all the services in a single-payer system. Is that where we're headed?
No, absolutely not. This is not about single-payer. This is about competing private systems. As I mentioned, the University of Michigan or Henry Ford, they're private. They're not the federal government, and they're going to compete along with the regular insurance companies to provide you care. And by the way, this was not in the plan. It's not something I thought of while we were working on it. It's something that came to me years after seeing how systems were evolving, how they were beginning to make larger health systems with hospitals affiliating and doctors working for hospitals. So it's one of the evolutions, and I think it was far from predictable.
Well, far from perfect. Here's host Rick Daniels talking to healthcare analyst Barbara Hutchinson about the deadline for signing up.
Is it the end of this month where the deadline is you have to sign up for healthcare insurance or healthcare coverage?
It certainly is. March 31st is the end of the open enrollment period for this spring. And if one doesn't sign up by then and is supposed to, then one will be subject to the penalty when filing 2014 taxes. The next open enrollment period, I believe, opens December 1st. So now's it.
Is this one of those deals where they say you've got to sign up by the end of March? So if I wait until March 30th and go to sign up, am I still going to be able to get insurance in, or do I need to do this basically now?
I would suggest doing it now, just given the history of some of the issues with the system. But one should be able to sign up until midnight, March 31st, by going online to healthcare.gov. But there are documents that are required sometimes that have to be scanned and sent in. If everybody's waiting until March 31st, we may have a repeat of issues with the website.
I guess the important word there is.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.